long time in the making, but it's finally here.
UCMDB.
This is Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Today, we sit down with Luke Renison, a senior graphic design major and member of the marching band. We talk about the graphic design program at UCM, his experiences over the past 5 years of college, and his plans for the future. Hello, everyone. This is Voices of UCM. I'm your host, Andrew Zellner, and today I am here with Luke Renison. He is a senior here at UCM, and he is a graphic design major. How are you doing today, Luke?
I'm doing all right.
I think you're a little sick, so yeah. That might alter your mood a little bit. But let's see if we can get through this. So, for graphic design, what drew you to graphic design out of everything?
Well, one thing I did was I took a class in high school that was graphic design that it made me learn like the Adobe Creative Cloud and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and like also, this is gonna be really dumb, but I also liked making memes.
That's fair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like it encouraged me to like do better stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a really dumb reason, but
I mean, a reason's a reason. It gets you into a field of studies, so that's definitely something. So for graphic design, is there like multiple like subsections? Because I know in like digital media, there's like specific, like there's digital cinema, there's digital journalism. Is there something like that for graphic design? Or is it mostly just under the banner?
We take this. It's pretty much the exact same classes. Like we all take graphic design 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, 3A, 3B. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that, well, there is multiple different stuff we can learn that we learn throughout that has, like, that could help, that we could apply to make future stuff, like logos. We do a lot of logo building. We also make, like, a bunch of flyers. Mm-hmm. It's basically, a lot of the work goes down to, like, making brands. Yeah. I'm currently working on a project that you have to make something, like, behind the Einstein Bros and the Rec, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, like, we're making our own brand. I'm making a protein shake store because it just makes sense to have, like, a protein shake store at the Rec because it has the gym and stuff.
So, you're making the logos for the brand and, well, like, the designs and...
Yeah, not just the logos, but, like, also, like, the covering up for the tables. And stuff, like the designs for the tables, the walls.
So kind of the...
And also a little bit of menus and mock-ups.
Okay. So you're physically, like, making this brand. Are you going... I don't know, this might be a stupid question, but are you actually going to be setting this up, or is it more of like a... You're making this brand for the sake of the project?
It's for the sake of the project.
Okay.
I don't think there's any plans to add anything behind the rec.
Okay. So it's more Einstein's. So it's more of a hypothetical potential situation you might run into in like your real world job.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. We do a lot of that kind of stuff in digital media as well, where we have simulations of work you might experience in the real world outside of college.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very valuable way to teach both just things in general, honestly. Teaching that real world experience, I think, is important. So I think you were discussing it a little bit. What is like the general pathway for like a graphic design student? So you said there's like the specific graphic design classes you go through.
Yeah.
So it was like A, B. Do you want to just go and explain like every single one you've done, maybe? Or not explain, but like go through a list.
So like the A classes, I believe they're more like logo design.
Okay.
And like the B classes are more so publication design. Mm-hmm. So we make, so in like B, like I remember I had to make a flyer for a fake restaurant, or maybe real. I can't remember right now. But also there was this one fun activity, quote unquote fun, because like we had to like design a Minsky's ad really fast really fast. And like there was, it was like within the period of the class, so it was like about an hour for 50 minutes.
Oh, dang, yeah.
And also there was a bunch of curveballs that our professor threw at us, like oh, the person requests to have this family on the ad, or your entire hard drive got wiped, so you have to start all over again. So, like, it was kind of crazy, but, like, that's kind of the stuff you have to deal with in the real world. Nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, so kind of, again, being like trying to establish that, hey, stuff happens in the real world. Here's a simulation of that before you actually have to deal with it and you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see. That's a very interesting assignment. I haven't really heard of anything like that before, so that's very interesting. So you kind of talked about it. Again, you talked about like how you got into graphic design. It was mostly from that one class in high school, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, and then you wanting to make memes, you said, yeah. Which, I mean, in this day and age, might be actually be a valuable tool, depending on if you're working on for like a social media for a brand or something.
Maybe.
It could be valuable.
Yeah.
So, I think that's very fun, very interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of graphic design do you like the most? Do you like designing like logos specifically?
I like designing logos, but also I also took creative book binding.
Which, oh, okay.
Which was like for the most part wasn't too I didn't do too much with like the Adobe Suite, but like my final project, I had to make a book for everyone in the class.
Oh dang!
It was like including the professor and myself, so that was like 9 books, I believe. Yeah. And, like, what I basically did was I just made a puzzle book with, like, crosswords, word searches. And, honestly, I had a lot of fun making it. Yeah. So, like, I could see myself making, like crossword puzzle books or whatever.
Yeah, that could be a potential job down the line.
Although, I will say I knew need to work on my connect the dots skills.
Yeah, those ones, they'll get you. They're tough sometimes.
Well, it's more so the process of making them.
Because,
like, when I made them, it was, like, very obvious what they were. So, like, I was like, oh, that's a horse.
So it's kind of hard to nail that look down while still making it kind of a challenge. That's interesting. You said it was creative bookbinding?
Yeah.
Was it, like, a whole class? Or?
Yeah, it was a whole class. Because it was an elective since I'm an art student. Graphic design's under the art department, so yeah, there's a bunch of different electives, and it makes me learn different skills that I don't think I would have otherwise learned.
So for that class, is it like physically creating a bunch of different books? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. And there's like different styles you make the books, because like there's this one project I worked on that was like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was an accordion fold, that's what it was called. And, like, I basically made it like a deck of playing cards opening up. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah. That sounds like a very, very fun class. That's something I'm noticing more and more as I'm continuing my schooling here at UCM. There's just a ton of electives, it feels like. There's just a ton of stuff you can do, and it's kind of crazy.
I almost took a bowling class.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What stopped you?
I had to fit in more important classes.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense, yeah. So do you have, like, a specific style you shoot for when doing graphic design? Is there, like, a specific style you like to emulate, or is it mostly dependent from project to project?
I think it's mostly dependent from project to project,
but
I also kind of go for, I tend to have a little bit of habits that I do when designing stuff. Like I like to do the liquid design, like with the water droplets. It's not like I intentionally do it, but it just happens.
It just kind of happens subconsciously.
Yeah. Another trap I kind of fall into is doing like pen and paper style stuff.
Oh, okay.
And that can be something that I keep doing, and I'm just like, oh, wait, I already did that. Dang it.
So, in graphic design, you kind of want to, it sounds like you kind of want to stay away from a specific style, maybe? Or maybe not necessarily, but
not
like...
Not stay away, but like more but so like switch it up.
Diversify.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember, like, one of my, I can't remember if it was like intro to graphic design illustration or graphic design 1A, but one of my professors who doesn't teach here anymore said like, oh, you probably want to switch things up with what you're doing and stuff and such.
So yeah, that makes you more marketable after you're done, because you can say, oh yeah, I can do this style, I can do this style, I can do this style. Mm-hmm. Do you have any specific, like, do you have a specific place you want to go for graphic design? Like, do you have a specific company you want to work for, a specific, maybe not a specific company, but like a specific industry that you would want to design for?
I'm still kind of looking into it. We did a tour of the graphic design studio in Kansas City called Populous, and I thought it was really cool. It's more interior design focused, but there's still some graphic design people in it.
So that's one of the places that you're looking into?
Yeah, potentially. Mm-hmm. There's also at my summer job last summer, one of the managers said, like, he said that he would consider getting me to, whenever he would start his own business. Mm-hmm. So, like, I might look into that as well. I almost made something for that job, but never got around to it, unfortunately.
What job was it?
It was Square Pizza.
Oh, okay. And the owners, I guess you started a job. That'd be a pretty good business opportunity. I imagine, just being able to,
I wanted to
hop right out and then.
But he kept saying like, oh, the person in charge of the property hasn't contacted me back yet.
Oh, okay. So it was more of a. It wasn't really on your end. It was on his end more so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's just kind of how it goes sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you just can't do anything about it because there's just nothing to do, because your boss can't help you when the property owner doesn't want to do it. So yeah, those are some specific places. Do you have any overall career goals? Like, do you have like a huge goal you want to eventually get up to? Like, you want to design for, I don't know, something. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But is there like a specific place you want to, or a specific thing you want to design for?
I'm not quite sure yet. But like, I hope to make it like at least big enough so I can like do a decent amount of work for like bigger places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure yet, but
yeah, that's understandable. I get that.
Voices of UCM is sponsored by Rise Community Services. We will be right back after this break.
Every minute, there are 6 children born in the U.S., and one of them will be born with a developmental disability. Rise Community Services believes that an individual's potential doesn't vanish simply because they were born with a unique set of challenges. We believe that each person deserves a life full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. We've been talking to Luke Renison, a graphic design major and member of the marching band, and are going to discuss his experience throughout his band career.
Talk a bit about marching band, because I know you're involved in that. So I guess, starting out, what drew you to band initially?
It kind of just happened all the way back in, like, middle school. That's when I started, and I kind of just kept going on, and it's kind of just been a part of me.
So it was just like a spur of the moment decision to join band?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it was at the middle school I went to, they had like a bunch of instruments you could try out, mm-hmm. and I I kind of stuck with trumpet. I haven't really thought about, I mean, I have thought about it, but I never really bothered to go out of my way and, like, ask to switch instruments. So I've just been playing trumpet for, like, just about 10 years, actually.
Oh, dang, yeah. Dedication. Yeah, I was also in marching band in middle and high school, but I didn't have time here at UCM to do it, so... I do kind of miss it, but I also don't at the same time. There's a lot of things that were great about it, and a lot of things that weren't as great about it.
I really enjoy it, because I didn't really, like, my high school band, I feel like we didn't have, like, none of the people were mature enough to, like, want to do, like, stuff beyond what we did.
Okay.
And, like, every time I would go to a contest, I would just kind of be jealous of all the other high school bands because, like, they were doing more stuff than we were. So, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
But now here at UCM, I feel like we're finally, like, doing stuff I would have wanted to do in high school.
Because,
in the second movement of our first show, there's this one sequence where we all just start fighting. It's really fun, especially since I get to wield a lightsaber.
That's fun.
But also before that, all the trumpets and the mellophones go up into the stands and start playing music.
Oh, that's so cool.
The song from Mulan, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. I remember, we never did anything that crazy in high school marching band either, but I think... We still had some ambition, but it was mostly, it was a bit smaller scale than that. We never, like, did anything super crazy. I think those are always the most fun shows to watch, especially at competitions, when they do fun stuff like that or, like, goofy stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because that always adds some entertainment, and it adds some flair to the band, honestly. makes them feel more like people than just musicians playing.
And a lot of the songs we play are songs that I actually recognize.
Yeah, that's something I noticed also back in high school, is that, like, all of our shows, they had, like, a core theme, but then there was also, like, a recognizable song behind them.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's something that some high school bands and middle school bands, like, miss out on. Like, they just play random songs that people have no connection to.
Yeah, I guess either the most recognizable song I played in high school, I think, was either The Trees by Styx or I think we played a Star Trek song.
Yeah. I guess a Star Trek song would be recognizable to the audience going to most marching competitions, I would imagine. So I guess that's not a terrible song to have that. But still, not really the one you want for appealing to a wide audience, I imagine.
Yeah.
So you said you just kind of stuck with trumpet. Didn't really try anything else. Do you just like playing trumpet more than everything else, or just it's more so you just haven't tried anything else?
I haven't really tried anything else.
Okay.
I feel like if I picked up, like, baritone or tuba, I feel like I could easily switch over.
Yeah, baritone's a lot less work, I'll tell you that much. Because I was a baritone.
Oh.
So
all I'd have to do is just learn bass clef.
Yeah.
Because the fingerings are pretty much the same.
They're pretty similar across both of them. Which is
1 and 2 octaves down.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely interesting to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And also baritones, I know, are a lot more... It's a lot more chill of a section, at least in my experience it was.
Oh, yeah.
We were just
absolutely right.
We were just kind of hanging out, and
the
rest of the band could do whatever.
Yeah, we just screw around, full stop.
Yep. So is that, like, kind of what the culture of band is? It's, like, kind of fun,
kind of...
But there's also that... Of course, the discipline and stuff with marching. That's kind of what it's like.
And also, our band director, Dr. Bonner, he is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, my favorite band director I've ever had, just full stop. Because, like, I love the energy he brings to the band. But he also knows how to, like, keep everyone on track.
Right.
And, like, but, like... He's done a lot of great things for this band.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's the best band director we've had, best marching band director we've had here from the time I've been here.
Right.
I really, really appreciate him and all the hard work he does.
So, like, I think we were like I said, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. How does marching, how does UCM band, like you were mentioning how it's a lot more wild and not wild, but it's more ambitious than your high school band. So I guess how else does it differ from high school and middle school?
I think most of it comes down to like people actually want to be here. Mm-hmm. Like that applies to just the entire school in general.
Mm-hmm.
But like people actually enjoy being at a marching mule.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to like high school, where like there's a lot of people who will just do it for like the fine art credit, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying everyone, every high school student who was in band was like this, but
well,
like,
yeah.
But like everyone, just about everyone in the marching band actually like enjoys being in marching band. Everyone seems to always be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So
it's always good to have people who actually, because it was a kind of similar experience at my high school as well, where you definitely have those people who want to be there, and then you have those people who definitely do not want to be there.
Yeah.
Especially for marching band, because a lot of people love playing their instruments, but they hate marching.
Yeah.
So they're mostly there for concert band for the rest of the year and not just the marching part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they get to marching, it's like, I really don't want to be here, but... Yeah, I've noticed that in general, because I mean, like, obviously you're paying for it, so you kind of have to want to be there if you're paying for it at that point. So I think it's a good way of like getting those really dedicated people. So what keeps you in the band even past high school and stuff? Because I had to, I quit because I didn't have time and I wanted to do some more things regarding specifically for my major. But what keeps you in band? How about?
I mean, it's just fun to play and go through the different shows. I think after I graduate, I probably won't ever have a chance to be part of another marching band again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making the most of my time while I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm definitely still having a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the different tunes we play.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so many tunes.
There's too many songs.
I don't know if there can ever be too many.
Yeah, that's true. So is it like, is the community around it good? Like the general community and also like for sections and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like, heck, I know a lot of the students even like make a lot of the songs for the games and such.
Oh, they make, do they like arrange them?
Yeah.
That's really
like
cool.
Like my section leader, He arranged this, he made a trumpet section arrangement of Country Roads.
Oh, that's really fun.
It's pretty fun to play.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool hearing that students are able to just arrange tracks for football games and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was always one of the fun parts of marching bands is just playing whatever songs at like the football games and stuff. That was always super fun. And then just hanging out in the stands and stuff. Yeah. It was always a good time.
Voices of UCM has been brought to you by Rise Community Services. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
That's the sound of a door slamming in your face. That's the sound heard by many individuals living with a disability. But it doesn't have to be. Rise Community Services is committed to opening doors, not closing them. We believe that each person deserves a life that is full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. We've been talking to Luke Renison, a graphic design major and member of the marching band. We now continue our talk and focus on Luke's experiences throughout college and his future plans.
So what are some other things you do outside of your major in band?
As you know, I am president of the UCM Gaming Network. Mm-hmm. We meet every Thursdays from 6 to 9 at WC Morris 210, mm-hmm. in case any of you want to show up.
Yep. You should show up. It's a great time. I don't know if I'm allowed to market this, but I'm going to.
And if it's not, if you're not, you can always cut it out.
I can't.
But anyways, we just mess around, play games. Mm-hmm. Like, the room allows for a lot of people to show up and bring their setups. Mm-hmm. And that's really nice. Because, mm-hmm. like, especially for last year and, like, the years before, we had a room in Ward Edwards, and like the only big screen was like mm-hmm. the big projector.
Yep.
And like, it wasn't very helpful because that meant people would have to bring their own TVs, mm-hmm. and that's too much work. When in WC Morris, you really need is you could just bring a console, mm-hmm. and just the TVs already provide for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I also enjoy like bringing my setups because like. I know mm-hmm. a lot. Recently, we've been playing a lot of Jackbox games, mm-hmm. and those are always fun. But also, we play Mario Party, Smash Bros. I know Ultimate Chicken Horse is a popular mm-hmm. selection. And there's also a lot of fighting game players here.
Mm-hmm. So how did you end up getting the position of president?
It was at a time where there weren't that many people in the club. Mm-hmm. Like, the numbers were, like, pretty smaller compared to what we have today. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was only, like, 6 people at that meeting, I believe.
Oh, dang.
And, like, I decided to step up because, mm-hmm. like, well, we had voting.
Right.
And, like, since...
But it wasn't really... I imagine it wasn't really that much of a vote, though, because there's only 6 people there.
It was kind of more like... Sure, why not? I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was pretty much the same for most everyone else.
Okay. So. Yeah, I've noticed that we definitely have a lot more people
there
this year. Yeah. I wonder why that is. I wonder if it's maybe, like, we have more people at the school, or...
I feel like it's because the room actually makes people want to come back. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's a really nice room. We have the big screen with the lounge chairs. Mm-hmm. Well, there's 4 of them, but...
They're nice, though. Even, like, the chairs at the desks are pretty nice.
Yeah, those
they
are
have the nice
good.
Cushion on them. Mm-hmm.
And that room is also used for the Smash Bros. Weeklies.
Yeah. Isn't it also used for esports as well?
I think it's...
It's, like, labeled as the esports room.
Yeah.
It's on the outside.
But, I'm pretty sure they have plans on making a new esports room, building a new room on campus. Mm-hmm. So.
Won't be used for that much longer then. Well, that's good. We'll have better access to it then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Less people there overall. So, what do you work on campus? If you work at all, I should ask if you even have a job. Have a job. You don't?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
That's fair. Have you worked at all? Have you worked on campus at any point?
Yeah. I used to work at the Will Schmidt Center.
Where's that at?
It's literally just across from the studio area.
Oh, okay.
It was.
Oh, is it that area over there? It's like if like you have the studio here and then, or is it in a different building? Okay, it's that area. What's that like?
It was a pretty all right desk job, pretty much.
Okay.
Like, I'd take phone calls, sometimes mm-hmm. I'd organize files.
Okay.
And then I would also have to close the building, or the general office down. Uh-huh. Like, whenever I'd have the later shifts. We'd close at 6, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think the best part of your college experience has been so far?
Probably just meeting up with all my friends, mm-hmm. and like just all the people I've made and all the experiences I've had. Cause like I want to try to make the most of my experience while I'm still here. Mm-hmm. That's why I go to quite a bit of clubs and such, mm-hmm. and do a different activities like marching band. Mm-hmm. So,
Because yeah, you're in marching band. You're the president of the gaming club. Mm-hmm. You go to animation club as well.
Yeah.
Do you go to any others?
Smash Bros. Weekly, not necessarily a club.
Well,
but
it's kind of a club if it's like a weekly thing. But
it is.
It's a social activity.
Yeah. And also, AIGA.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I can't think of what the acronym stands for right now, but
what's the club like?
It's for illustration and graphic design students.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more of a professional club if anything.
Oh, okay.
Because like, we talk about like internships and mm-hmm. such, but also we do have some fun activities. We do sometimes we like to design Halloween cards,
oh,
Valentine's
fun.
Day cards, and play some games, of course.
Mm-hmm. So it's more of like a networking
yeah,
kind of vibe as opposed to like the more fun, light approach to some other places on campus.
Yeah.
Okay. That's always good to have as well, I think, because I keep comparing digital media and graphic design, because we have Media Creators Association.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of a similar thing. It's more so on like actually creating stuff, but it's also a networking opportunity, if you will.
Yeah.
Which is always good to have, especially in just the digital field in general, honestly, because if you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who can do graphic design, then you might be able to get a job that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to have that kind of stuff. Do you have any particular places you're thinking about settling down after college? Like, do you have any particular spots?
I was thinking maybe somewhere in downtown Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I'll have any other choice but to live with my parents for, like, at least one more year.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, like, I think downtown Kansas City, an apartment mm-hmm. for, like, within the next 5 to 10 years, sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
Especially since there's a bunch of studios.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's easy to walk around Kansas City.
Yeah.
Well, I can't speak since I mean, there was one time I took a walk through, like, downtown KC, and it was really nice. Yeah. I know anyone who actually, like, lives in in Kansas City would uh-huh. say otherwise, but
the one time you walked down there, though, was
yeah.
nice. Yeah, I've been looking at some stuff there too for just like out of like I'm bored on a Sunday or something. I'm like, oh, let me look at this for future reference maybe. And so it's interesting to see all the different stuff that's around, all the different places you can live in just general Kansas City area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any specific, like you said, I guess you said you're going to stay with your parents for like a year or two after campus? So is that's mostly for like a money thing? You had to build up some income just so you can have the enough money.
I also don't have a car, so.
Oh, yeah, that's going to, that would complicate things then. So then,
I'd
living in downtown might not be a bad idea.
So I'd say like the plan would be to get a car first
uh-huh.
and then then I can look for a place to live.
Yeah, that would make the most sense to me at least mm-hmm. If I was in that situation because without a car, you're kind of limited.
Yeah.
With where you can go and what you can do. So, yeah. It's good that you have, good that we have a plan, though, for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's nice having you on, Luke.
Yeah, nice being
you coming
on here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all for this week's episode of Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 p.m. on both Wednesday and Saturday, only on UCM The Beat Radio. You can also listen online by going to ucmbeat.com and find our show under the Shows tab. I've been your host, Andrew Zellner, and this has been Voices of UCM.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee's Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.